This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser. And our show is brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Focus archives, always available at KJJR.com. And on this weekend, we have a couple of folks from a great place. They've been with us before, but all new faces into the studio here for Focus on the Flathead. First of all, let's welcome the Chief Growth Officer from Mountain Meadow Herbs, Andrew Escalante. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Ross.
Thanks for being here. Great to have you here for the first time to talk about Mountain Meadow Herbs. Lots of new things happening, post-COVID things happening. Tell us about yourself before we get started, because we haven't met you before.
Sure. Thank you, Ross. Yeah. Andrew Escalante from Lakeside, Montana, 15-year resident of the beautiful Flathead Valley. You know, I've got a bunch of kids that were raised in, have Montana roots. I've also got a new son that's my only son that's been born in Montana, so a native. So it's interesting. We like to play outside of work. We do everything from snowboarding to bike riding to hiking, fishing. You know, that's one of the reasons why Montana caught my eye early on. So I've been here for 15 years and love it, and I'm happy to be here.
So you say a new son. How new?
I do. All my other sons are in their 20s, and I've got five of them together, but I've got a bonus miracle baby that's 4 years old.
Oh my gosh. I just got to turn the house upside down a little bit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And also with us today, also from Mountain Meadow Herbs, let's welcome Tracy Sweeter. She's master herbalist.
Hello.
Tracy, how are you?
I'm great.
And thanks for being here for the first time. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I'm married. I have three children ranging from 12 to 28 years old and one adorable grandson who's three. Our daughter and grandson are in Colorado, but my husband and our two boys live here in Columbia Falls.
Well, how did you make it to Montana?
Oh, it was a long story, but we were looking to get out of Florida at the time. We weren't real happy with our situation there. My husband found work in Florida, and that's what brought us up here in Montana, and that's what brought us here.
Well, that's great, and I'm glad that you're here now and a master herbalist with Mountain Meadow Herbs. And Andrew, we're going to start with you this afternoon. Let's talk about some new things that I am learning about just recently. First of all, we have a cafe out at Mountain Meadow Herbs. And then we're going to roll right into some of the products as well. But there's a cafe out there, scratch-made menu items. Let's hear about the cafe a little bit.
Correct. The cafe is something that, you know, was part of our long-term vision for Mountain Meadow Herbs. You know, the company's been around for 20 years. And when we talked about things that we can do to increase, you know, exposure of what we're doing there to the local community, it made sense for us to be able to, you know, open up a retail store as well as a cafe and a conference center. And that cafe really specializes in homemade scratch make goods. We offer pretty phenomenal things like coffee from Field Heads, which has always been one of my favorite local roasters. As I mentioned, it's one of the first places that I've ever had this thing called avocado toast. And it really is a thing, right? Because I was always used to, you know, chips and guac, right? Chips and avocado. And when I finally had a chance to taste this new thing called avocado toast, I was like, hey, you guys are onto something here. But everything from scratch-made paninis, scratch-made baked goods, our whole team in the cafe does a phenomenal job. So you mentioned
scratch made. You got someone that specializes in all this great food.
We do. The cafe manager, Stephanie Penrod, is a baker by trade. She's a cordon bleu gal that does a phenomenal job there. So I'd encourage and invite anybody that's in the area to stop by. We've got a drive through as well as an open cafe 6 days a week, from 7 to 2 every Monday through Saturday.
So you have a conference center. You mentioned that as well. And can anyone rent the conference center?
Anyone can rent the conference center now that we're finally, hopefully, like you said, Ross, over this COVID thing. Any group that's in that 40 to 60 size range would be a perfect fit.
So how do we get a hold of you? Want to get someone scheduled out there? How would we do that?
Yeah, you can either contact us via email at info@mmherbs.com, or you can give us a call. Tracy probably has the local number, but we have a toll-free number. It's 888-528-8615.
All right. And Tracy, let's move over to you for a little bit. I want to read something right off your website, because I thought, oh, this is really a nice condensed for me. Mountain Meadow Herbs is home to carefully researched, safe, and highly effective herbal supplements and extracts that work. Liquid herbal extracts are shown to be up to 70% more effective than capsules or tablets. That kind of blew me away. 70%.
Yes. Most people don't realize that everyone's digestive system is going to work a little bit differently. We all have the same basic makeup, but how we handle what we put in our body is different for each of us. A liquid extract has already been digested for you through the extraction process. So when you take that in, it just gets absorbed, hits your bloodstream, goes to work.
Wow.
But when you take a capsule or a tablet, that has to have time to break down and be processed by your digestive system. So it can be a little slower, and it may not get as much from it.
Man, that says a whole lot about your business, right? I mean, just that much. I mean, that's pretty crazy. We're going to start right there when we come back for part two of the show and get into some of the products and new things coming. We'll ask you what's coming down the pike, those kind of things. You're listening to Andrew Escalante, the Chief Growth Officer of Mountain Meadow Herbs, along with Tracy Sweeter. She's the Master Herbalist. And we'll be back with part two of Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, back for part two of Focus on the Flathead. Mountain Meadow Herbs, our special guest today, Chief Growth Officer Andrew Escalante and Tracy Sweeter, Master Herbalist, back with us. Now, Tracy, we left off talking about the liquid form of these herbs. I'm just fascinated by all this stuff. Now, how did you guys get started? And we haven't really explored that, but just a short version of how this all got started out there.
So the founder, Kathy Garber, she started the company as a side effect of her own research for her son. She had a firstborn child who had kidney issues. The doctors were telling her dialysis by age 3 and a transplant by age 5.
Wow.
So through her research and developing products to help him, other people started coming, hey, do you have something for this? Do you have something for that? And next thing you know, she had a business.
Unreal. Well, so out of necessity.
Yes.
You have so many products out there now. How many did they start with back in the day? How many products did it take to kick the store off, kick the business off?
You know, when I started, it had already been going for a couple of years, so maybe 10.
Okay.
We didn't have a whole lot when I first started.
And do you know the count now?
Several hundred.
Wow, yeah. And I only get to take a glance at what you have on the website right now, kind of featured on the website. I want to talk about a couple of these, and we're talking about the world, the era of COVID-19, and not a lot of people talked about boosting your immune system. And now they're finding out that we should have been talking about that from the beginning. And you can do that year-round all the time with some of your products. You actually have an immune booster out there. That's just one of the many things.
Yes, we do. We have family immune booster. It contains two types of echinacea. Echinacea is one of the few herbs you actually should not take if you've had an organ transplant, because at that point you're on an immunosuppressant drug, and echinacea can boost your immune system so well you could risk rejecting the organ.
Oh,
so it's a really strong immune booster in there.
And I always hear, when I hear about Mountain Meadow Herbs, I always hear about elderberry.
Yep, that's in there too.
What are the biggest benefits of elderberry? And does it come from Montana? Is it something that is harvested here?
So European elderberry, or Sambucus nigra, which is the one that we use, is technically a European plant. It doesn't like our cold winters. But we do have some local people who are growing it successfully, under the knowledge that if we get a really bad winter, it will probably probably die off for them. Yeah. There are other Sambuca species that we can grow here that are just as beneficial, but we prefer the black one when we can get it.
And what are the biggest benefits?
The biggest benefit that I know of actually has to do with how it behaves with viruses. It makes it more difficult, based on scientific studies, for a virus to get into the cell in your body. A virus cannot replicate on its own. It has to get inside your cell, and your cell's replication is what then replicates the virus. When it can't get in the cell, the body recognizes it faster and gets it flushed out of your system before you start seeing symptoms.
So we're talking flu, cold, COVID.
Any virus.
That's pretty amazing. So you probably are suggesting the elderberry.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites. I love it.
How many versions of that do you have?
You know, I'd have to look.
I know
I'm
you
not
have
sure.
a gummy. That hit the top of the list.
You know, we have it as a gummy. We have it as a single extract. And we have it in family immune booster. And I believe, do we have a berry-flavored immune booster now for children as well?
We do.
Yeah. So it's in several products. Just come in the store, take a look around, and...
Yeah. There's so many things. I mean, weight control. Throw something at me. Weight control. I'm interested in that one right now. It hit my eyes right away.
That has several different herbs in it. Some of them are designed to help with your appetite. Mm-hmm. Some of them are designed to boost the thyroid production. And some of them are designed to help the body during the Krebs cycle of digestion so that it determines to use the energy now rather than storing it later in a fat cell.
Wow. Now I know why you are the master herbalist. You know you know your business. Andrew, before we take off here, I want to have you invite everybody out, because you really want people to come out and see what you do firsthand. Check out the cafe, look at the conference center, all these things, and you're all in one convenient location.
We do. So anytime you're traveling between, you know, Summers and Big Fork, the north end of the lake, stop by, pay us a visit. We'd love to have you see what we're doing. We've been doing it for 20 years. This summer, we'll do an anniversary party out there. So we don't have a date set yet, but you guys will hear a little bit more about it and all be invited.
Yeah. How about when you are about to do that, you come back to the show and we do a little update here. And
that'd be fantastic.
Give everybody top of mind awareness about the anniversary. That's great. You've been listening to Focus on the Flathead, Chief Growth Officer Andrew Escalante from Mountain Meadow Herbs, Tracy Sweeter. She's the master herbalist. Their phone number, by the way, 888-528-8615. They're at 1019 Hard Rock Road, Summers. mmherbs.com will get you to the website. Is that right? mmherbs.com.
Correct.
Thank you so much, you two, for being here. And you guys have an amazing weekend here in the Flathead.
You too.
Thank you, Ross.
This has been Focus on the Flathead on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And we'll see you next weekend.